Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ooh, that first hour flew by. It is a college basketball, baseball, NBA. I know some of you are counting down to the Masters weekend. But mostly it was Easter weekend and a big holiday weekend for a lot of people, a lot of family and friends on the road. I know the holiday is different for various companies or even in different cities. But here in New York City, where CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located, it was so different on Good Friday morning because the traffic was much lighter. But there was so much traffic coming into the city on last Thursday night, and then a ton of traffic on Sunday night as well, as people are still moving around. I know a lot of the kiddos that I taught on Sunday, they either were on spring break around Easter weekend or they had a long weekend for Easter. So a lot of people on the move. And I know that we often get people who are out of their regular routines or who don't typically listen to the radio at this time of the night. And so we're happy to have you with us. If you're tuning in for the first time or the first time in a long time, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, and then our YouTube channel, our latest YouTube video. It's been up for a couple weeks now, answering some of your questions in a new video version of Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle. Actually, believe it or not, I was downloading wedding photos on Sunday evening when the basketball was done, because I'm determined to finally get them into a folder on my own laptop so that I can organize them. We've gone through them a few times, wanting to share them with our family and friends in April. And I believe I will be putting out a new blog post in April. Now, this is a really busy month, and I've got my class at Syracuse, which means four trips up to the Syracuse, New York campus every Monday coming up in April. Well, not on this Monday, not tomorrow, not April 1st, but every Monday after that. However, I should be able to put together something over the course of the next month, and we'll finally be sharing a few of the wedding photos. I know you guys have not stopped asking, which I appreciate. I do appreciate that. So I'll share a few of them, and it will only be on my blog. It won't be on Twitter or Facebook, so you'll have to go there to find them. But getting close, yeah. So it's kind of fun to, my husband and I were looking at a few of them, and we have a blooper folder from our wedding photos because there are some hysterical faces. And I have no idea why the photographer would pass along the ones with the funny faces. Maybe he thought they were funny too. But yeah, we've got a whole blooper folder. Mostly he and I, with our funny faces being caught maybe in the middle of, you know, a word during our vows. That was, you know me, you don't maybe always see me talk, but if you've seen any of our videos, you know that I am very very expressive when I speak, not just with my hands, but also with my face. I make a lot of faces. And so he caught me in a few funny faces during my vows and just other moments during the wedding ceremony. And then from the reception, when our families were dancing, oh my gosh, those photos are hysterical and yet so good. We had so much fun. So yeah, to be able to relive those moments and to know that we'll soon be able to share them with family and friends. And as I say, just a few of them that I'll be sharing on my blog. That should happen sometime in April. It's After Hours on our Facebook page as well as YouTube. And then again, on Twitter, you can use mine, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about that LA Times article that has since been amended, but one that described LSU in a way that drew the ire of a lot of people around women's college basketball, not just Kim Mulkey, though she was very demonstrative and very, I would say, defensive of her team with good reason. I think Kim Mulkey is terrific, and maybe there's an element of crying wolf with Kim. I don't mean that I see her this way, but I think there are a lot of people who maybe see her this way because of the headlines that she's generated going after a reporter from the Washington Post. I've not read that column. I don't plan to, but whether or not it was deserved, she called it a hit piece and she called him out and she used words like sleazy. And so she's had this feud going back and forth with this particular writer. So that, and then on the heels of that, another column that comes out, which was directed more at her team and described her team in a way that was not just unflattering and not just sexist, but I could understand why people would think it was a bit racist as well. And so that, and her comments in defense of her team, taking a stand for her team. I know there are people out there who, oh, this is just Kim Mulkey. Oh, this is her again stirring up trouble. But in this particular case, I am 100% on her side. And I appreciate the fact that she spoke directly to the other women who were in the room covering her team and listening to her comments. And then there were players, too, obviously, that were responding. Angel Reese and some of her teammates responding to the column, too. And this right on the verge of them going into their Elite Eight game and now obviously their Sweet 16 game and now having a chance in the Elite Eight against Iowa to return to the Final Four and continue defense of their title. Just whether intended to be a sabotage or a distraction, it has turned into that. Now, it speaks to her mental toughness and her leadership as a coach, as well as the players on her team, that they continue to play at the highest level. But some of the words and the characterizations from this column, they've since been removed by the LA Times with an apology of sorts. But I appreciate that Kim does not take the stuff lying down, if you will. And I told you last week, she uses her microphone. She uses her platform. She's very assertive. She's aggressive as both a coach and a woman. She'll never apologize for that. And I admire her. I've worked with her personally. I've sat in rooms and in interviews with her where it's one-on-one or it's me and an analyst, a Hall of Famer. I remember one in particular with Ann Myers Drysdale before an Elite Eight game that I called on Westwood One. And she's a different person than what you see courtside. And she will admit she readily loses her mind when she gets on court, as do many male coaches, right? So she's no different in that respect. And yet there are people, because of her aggressiveness and because of how assertive and how strong she is as a female coach, and because she allows her players to do what they do and to be who they are, and she doesn't shy away from strong personalities like an Angel Reese, she gets a lot of flack for that, but there's definitely a double standard. So I want to talk about it a little bit. We'll do that following the update at the bottom of the hour. Again, it's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. But this big game coming up on Monday night, it's going to be terrific. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, they're one step away from getting back to the Final Four, and really that would be the culmination to try to win the national championship that they did not win last year. Now, remember, they kind of catapulted onto the scene when they took out South Carolina, a previously undefeated South Carolina team, in the national semifinals this time last year, and then went on to battle LSU in the championship. And so, as much as Caitlin Clark has been in the spotlight, and she certainly has the endorsements and the nationally televised games and the record viewership, last game on TV, at least the one we know of, so the one that got them to the Sweet 16 against West Virginia, that was a game that drew a record 4.9 million viewers. It was the most watched tournament game on cable so far this year. And we'll wait to see some of the numbers from the weekend game against Colorado. But for Caitlin and for her teammates, none of that matters as much, or it maybe falls flat if they do not get back to the Final Four and have a chance to compete for a title again. And it reminds me a little bit of, say, at the pro level, where you have an athlete win an MVP, but they don't compete for a title. And it'll be similar to that for Caitlin, because beyond all of the personal and individual milestones and accolades, what she most wants is to win a title with her teammates and obviously for her coach, Lisa Bluder. So it's going to be fun to see Hawkeyes and Tigers, and one of these teams will end up losing, which is, yeah, just kind of comes with the territory this time of the year where you can want both teams and both stories to advance, but that's just not how sports work. Not at this level, anyway. We don't do the everyone gets a trophy thing. Anyway, so for Caitlin Clark and for Angel Reese, they're back on court together again since the trash talking in last year's championship. And you can Google it. You may remember it, though, without it, how you had both Caitlin and Angel kind of waving their hands in front of their faces. And that was a way that Caitlin trash talked some of her opponents. And then Angel Reese kind of did it back to her. And then the flashing of the ring finger and the pointing to the ring and doing it right in front of Caitlin Clark. I mean, it stirred up a whole lot of brouhaha, which I have to say, as a side note, is another inherent form of sexism. Because if men do that, it's no big thing. Nobody freaking cares. But if women trash talk, all of a sudden, maybe they are trash. And that's the part that I can't stand. So I know I'm going to talk about that article later, but trash talking in the men's game, it just comes with the territory, right? Of course, they're dudes. They're guys. They can say whatever they want. Trash talk is just part of being a guy. But if women do it, somehow it's unbecoming or it's trashy. I mean, that's sexist in and of itself. Anyway, so Caitlin, and not to mention Angel Reese, got way more flack for it last year than did Caitlin Clark, even though she did the same exact thing. So it's seeing those two players differently as well. Angel Reese, her skin color, where she comes from, how she talks, how she plays, even though she and Caitlin had done the exact same thing. Right, so keeping that in mind when we talk about the column, it's LSU versus Iowa, right? I mean, that's the whole idea. Is you're talking about two different cultures, and the way those cultures are viewed, the way those young women are viewed, is not just inherently sexist, but can be racist, and certainly is just, it doesn't even make any sense. And so, again, we'll talk about it. I'm sorry. I know I was going to, like, leave that. But the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese piece is a lot of fun because there is a respect there. These are two of the best female players going right now. And let's hope we see them both again at the WNBA level. But the two of them are looking forward to it.
Anytime you go up against somebody that's super competitive and, you know, has that same drive and will to win, that's what you love. That's what competitors love. These type of games is what makes our game so great. It's what people want to turn on the TV and watch.
It's fun. I have somebody to go back and forth with. A lot of times some players don't even say anything back, so it's no fun. But I know Caitlin, me and Caitlin, we'll go at it, if anything. Just out of competition, though. She wants to win. I want to win. And we're both just two great players that want to compete.
Here's two players that enjoy that aspect of the game, and so, you know, so be it. I really don't want to get caught up in it. That's not my style, but if that's what drives those two players, then let them have it.
Lisa Bluder there at the end, but you hear first Caitlin and then Angel. And I just love that Angel says most players won't give it back to me. A lot of them won't say anything. And I would say for good reason, right? Angel's one of the best in the game. So you want to be careful who you trash talk. Because if you trash talk and you fall flat on your face, well, then you look like a doofus. But for Angel, who, again, is not just got that bold, brash personality, but she plays that way as well. She's all in, and sometimes it's to her detriment, right? Sometimes it's a little bit too aggressive, but man, when she settles in and mentally she's extremely tough as well because of everything she's been through, she is a force. Well, not the same as Caitlin. They're two very different players, but similar to Caitlin, she can take over a game. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I love that Lisa Bluder does not want to get involved. I don't want to be part of that. Let them do their thing. That's great. But to have some of the best players in college hoops on the same stage is amazing, right? That's the part that I love, is that we get these players together in one game. And then coming up in the second half of this doubleheader, all right, so this is Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. That's 7 o'clock in Albany, which is where you have Regional 2, don't ask. It's in Albany. And then The later one is in Portland, where it's a 6 o'clock Pacific time start, and that's perfect for USC. The top seed, coached by Lindsey Gottlieb, who was here on the show before they tipped off in their first round game, but they've got Juju Watkins, the fab freshman. She's awesome. I hope we get more years of her. I'd love it if she stayed all the way through her college career, though, that there's always a chance that players can leave early. But against USC, who hasn't been on this stage since the late 80s, early 90s, you've got UConn with Paige Beckers, a perennial power, though I would say last 5-6 years, not quite as automatic, even though they've continued to make, however, with 30 consecutive Sweet 16s. But Paige Beckers being laid up with the ACL this time last year, they were missing their star player, and now she's back and she's been terrific. So it's UConn against USC after LSU and Iowa. So yeah, some of the best women's players in the country, and we're getting them on the stage. So I hope that you enjoy it. Let's see, while we're talking about Haha 30, and the reason it's funny to me is because of the number that's so significant for Saturday's Elite Eight game between the UConn men and the Fighting Illini. 30 is important, so remember that number. But I also just had the flash of the thought that we could end up with both UConn and NC State having both their men's and women's teams in the Final Four, which is awesome for those campuses. All right, on Twitter, on Facebook, we're glad to connect with you. Hope that you enjoyed your Easter weekend and your Resurrection Sunday. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. We can work in some of your calls as well. Men's Final Four is set. Women are down to the Final Six, soon to be Final Four. We've worked hard to get to this point. 68 teams down to the last few.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours
who've survived and advanced. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Ziegler brings it up. Ooh, Connect almost lost the handle. Got it back near the timeline. Connect will drive against Edie. Rejects the shot. Edie with a swat. Gillis with the block. Purdue with 29 seconds to go. They can smell the final four. Smith across the timeline to Gillis. Gillis feeding it to Lawyer. He's fouled. 21.9 seconds to go. The Purdue Boilermakers closing in on history.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are some outstanding big men in this tournament. Even now watching highlights of DJ Burns, who with that long arm of the law, he's got some long limbs as well. He's a load. Wherever he chooses to post up or park himself, and he's got a pretty quick spin move to the baseline, but he also has the long arm of the law with the defense, so it makes it really tough for opponents to shoot over him. And then you have Zach Edey, who had just one block in the game on Sunday against Tennessee, but it was a doozy. Now, he alters shots for the Tennessee Volunteers and every team that plays him. He definitely alters the way that the opposing offenses can operate, again, because of his size, because he's a tower, because you know that the second he reaches his arms up, you're going to get major resistance, even if he doesn't foul. And honestly, he doesn't need to foul. But that one block against Dalton Connect with about 33 seconds to go, they're only up by six at that point. And as you hear with Kevin Kugler on the Westwood One NCAA radio network, it was a game-preserving block shot in that final minute. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of 30, we were speaking of 30. We were talking about the UConn women's basketball team who had reached 30 consecutive Sweet 16s, but 30 also a significant number for the defending champion Huskies on the men's side. Just put yourself in this space. It was not a good first half. It was not a good start for the UConn Huskies. They were not shooting well. They missed their first 10 shots from three-point land. 10 in a row that they missed from beyond the arc. And so the Fighting Illini, Illinois, keeping it close. In fact, it's tied at 23 late in the first half. And they have got to be feeling pretty good because the Huskies look out of rhythm. Maybe, just maybe, the pressure is getting to them until it wasn't anymore.
Here comes UConn down with the basketball. Castle, right side, feeds the big man. Klingon, driving, jamming it home. It is all Donovan Klingon right now. Spencer feeds right side three. Caravan shot bounces off the back rim and falls through. Look out. 21-point ball game. 44-23 UConn. Goody for three. That won't go. The drought continues. More than 6 minutes without a point. Up ahead, Caravan dunks it home and hangs on the rim to save himself as he's fouled by Terrence Shannon. Spencer left at the top of the circle. Picks up the dribble, throws it down low. Klingon, give and go. Layup is good. Everything works if you're UConn right now. 61-30, Huskies on top, matching their largest lead of the game.
If you stop and watch defensively for 1 second, UConn with their perpetual movement will make you pay.
We go into all these games, you know, believing that it's going to be a 40-minute battle to the end, but again, we were able to just kind of systematically break them down.
You think?
In the second half there. These guys were awesome.
once they find their rhythm, it really doesn't matter a lot of times what the opponent does. If they're not turning the basketball over, if they're sharing the basketball, they're finding the open man, they're using Klingon. They're also an incredible rebounding team. The offensive rebounds that they get, 30 straight points by the Huskies. That's unheard of between two teams who have gotten to the Elite Eight. An electric crowd that was worthy of stores. Now, they were playing in Boston in the East Regional Final. But a 30-0 run. It's crazy to watch. And it really didn't take that long. It took barely 10 minutes of actual game time. But the way that they were using the defense on one end to convert to offensive opportunities, a lot of different guys getting into it, it was demoralizing for Illinois. I can understand why you feel like you got hit by a Mack truck. For Brad Underwood's team, 52 points is all they managed, a season low for the Illini. And once Donovan Klingon got comfortable, he only has to play 22 minutes. I mean, seriously, a game for the Final Four and your starters are all on the bench with about 7 minutes to play. For Klingon, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 block shots, 3 steals. This was an overwhelming and convincing win by UConn. And yeah, that second half run, that's something you don't see very often.
Obviously came out in the second half and got blitzed. got some decent looks. Kind of felt like we were doing some of the things we've always done. But, Donovan made good blocks. And then they do what they do. They got out in transition.
Brad Underwood, one of my favorite post-game comments of this tournament. I'm sorry we won't have any more from him. Remember after Illinois beat Iowa State to get to the Sweet 16? No, that was Thursday night. To get to the Elite Eight. Sorry, my days all blend together. He said we missed 102 free throws. He just says it like it is. We got blitzed. And you know what? UConn does that to a lot of teams. I mean, Dan Hurley admits that their conference schedule, I mean, he's still on this Big East bend, as you can imagine. Their conference schedule means that they're prepared for the NCAA tournament.
We feel like once we get out of that league, which is, you know, as good as any league in the country, it was, in my estimation this year, again, it should have been a 6-bid league. And, it was one of the two best leagues in the country. And I just think the league, you know, prepares us for these non-conference games.
30 straight points. Not even the South Carolina women have done that. 30 consecutive points. Scott Graham with the call on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Mike is listening in New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the show. Mike, you have to be listening to me and not your radio, sir. All right, so 30 seconds behind, but just about the time we hang up, he's going to realize that I said hello to him on the radio and going to recognize that he missed his opportunity. Yeah, you're on the radio and you're 30 seconds behind because we are on a delay. So you have to be listening to your phone and not the radio. Poor guy. I feel bad for him. Right about now, it's going to be a
hello.
Don't. Hello.
So it's on the other end.
Too bad. I should have left it and let you hear it in on speaker there in the control room.
I had it in queue just in case he popped in.
Unfortunate. We gave him a good 15 seconds there.
No, that was more than fair. Yeah. That was more than fair.
Our phone number is, for all of you except for Mike, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So, yes, the men's Final Four is set. I actually don't know what the schedule is for next Saturday, but let me look to see if we can figure out what it is. Next Saturday. I can't believe next Saturday is April 6th. Wowzers, which, by the way, would have been my Grammy Helen's 102nd birthday. And it's also my younger niece Lauren's birthday as well. So it's a big day in our family. Okay, here's the schedule. The Wolfpack of NC State, the only double-figure seed that's standing, though not a typical Cinderella. A Cinderella run, to be sure, but not a Cinderella. NC State at Purdue. Those two teams, it's been forever. One team reaching the Final Four for the first time since 83. As in 1983, the other one reaching the Final Four for the first time since 1980. So that's a really cool matchup with great storylines. and good star power in the two big men. And then you've got Alabama, who's never been to a Final Four, against the defending champion UConn Huskies. So you've got UConn is the big bad, right? And then you've got the three other teams that so desperately want to be where UConn has been for the last year. So the first game is NC State-Purdue, and this is in Arizona, by the way. So it's 6 o'clock Eastern time, but it is it? I think it's 3 o'clock, right? They're 3 hours behind right now. It's 3 o'clock Arizona time, and that's followed by the game between Bama and UConn. So, yeah, whatever birthday activities we might have in our family next weekend have to halt by dinner time. Sorry, babe. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up, a little bit more of the reaction to this LA Times article that described the LSU women's basketball team as dirty debutantes. So not just Kim Mulkey, but others responding. And I'm not sure if you saw the UCLA women's coach, too, and her reaction to the whole thing after she actually retweeted the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Link. So it's interesting. My thoughts on it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Dugalit inbounds to Osborne, cross the timeline, shovels it to Dugalit, straight away wide open three, off the back iron, final buzzer sounds, LSU secures it with Morrow, and the defense of the title will carry on to Monday night. They go to their 10th Elite Eight in program history, a 78-69 victory over UCLA as Kim Mulkey and company are still breathing in the women's NCAA tournament.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you have any reaction to the controversy, the latest one surrounding Kim Mulkey, I would appreciate hearing from you. I'm just one voice and one opinion. And while I am a female and I did play college basketball, I didn't play at the level of Angel Reese or LSU. I didn't compete for a national championship. And while I know Kim Mulkey as a Hall of Fame coach, and I've worked with her on multiple different occasions, she was not my coach, right? So I'm mostly watching her from afar and listening to her like many of you are, though I do have some insight into her personally only because of my 25 years of doing women's basketball play-by-play. But I would appreciate hearing from you if you're informed, right? Don't go with the clickbait part of things, but if you're informed and maybe you read the LA Times article that came out before LSU tipped off with UCLA in the Sweet 16. Okay, so this is prior to the game against Iowa. This story came out before their Saturday game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Again, I'm happy to hear from you as long as you're relatively informed and respectful. But if you did not read the article, the LA Times has since taken out what it is calling the offensive language that doesn't meet LA Times editorial standards. Okay, so I'm going to read you the editor's note. The original version of this commentary did not meet Times editorial standards. It has been amended to remove language that was inappropriate and offensive. We apologize to the LSU basketball program and to our readers. But the gist of the commentary, the gist of the column is the same. Even without those buzzwords, describing LSU as dirty debutantes versus the milk and cookies of UCLA. And the writer goes on to paint UCLA in this angelic light, calling the Bruins America's sweethearts and referring to head coach Corey Close and her team as wholesome and as a team that you can really root for, that you can really get behind. The author calls UCLA inclusive versus the divisive LSU. UCLA as a team that prefers to grow women's basketball versus LSU as one seemingly hell-bent on dividing it. This isn't just a basketball game, it's a reckoning. Picking sides goes well beyond school allegiance. That's the headline that still remains for the LA Times article. Good versus evil was also a line that was in the original column. And the first half of it is solely to rip Kim Mulkey. That's what it's about. And this comes after she called a reporter sleazy. Now, I don't call people names in public or refer to people as sleazy, so it's not something I would do. But she felt that she had a reason to attack the Washington Post writer. She felt he had crossed lines in trying to get to people around her and doing what she describes as a hit piece. You may or may not agree with her methods and with her using the platform that way, but she had a prepared statement and she had a microphone in front of her and she knows how to use it. So here is this writer from the LA Times who essentially pays her back, if you will, goes right at Kim Mulkey. And the first half of this column, even with the dirty debutantes removed, even with good versus evil removed, is a direct attack on Kim. It's very clear. Whether or not he's sticking up for his fellow writer, whether or not he just doesn't like her, this is actually a hit piece, the first half of this on Kim Mulkey. It makes no mention of her contributions to women's college basketball. It makes no mention of her kind heart. I told you one of the moments that I think should have gone viral with Kim is after they beat Middle Tennessee State. There was, I think she was a senior who was crying her eyes out. Of course, her career comes to an end. She's laid it all out there on a court. LSU wins. I believe this player fouled out. And she's crying as she's walking through the handshake line. And Kim takes her face in both hands and consoles her. Just takes a minute with this player from the other team to congratulate her and to console her. She's a mom. She's a grandmother. She's a role model to young women. None of that, not to mention she's a championship basketball coach. None of that is mentioned in this LA Times article. Instead, he's quoting excerpts from her conversation with reporters about this other article that Kim was incensed about. Then the column goes on to talk about Angel Reese. What did I just say to you earlier this hour about the double standard when it comes to Angel Reese versus, say, Caitlin Clark? They both trash talk. They both use the hand waving in front of their face gesture. And yet, for some reason, according to this LA Times author, that's Angel Reese, quote, who can't get out of her own way. And he refers to the trash talking of Caitlin Clark, but somehow doesn't refer to Clark's trash talking. Angel Reese gets a lot of criticism on social media. She doesn't seem to care. She understands that it's part of being a high profile. I think Kim Mulkey's prepared her for that. But also, she's got a pretty thick skin. Then this article goes on to talk about the joy and the corniness and the milk and cookies, perfect all-American element of UCLA, comparing it to LSU. So it's good versus evil. It's light versus dark if you're a Star Wars fan. It's all positive for UCLA. And it's all negative for LSU. And maybe it was supposed to be clickbait, but it's gross. Now, I had never heard the term dirty debutantes. I've heard the term debutantes before, but not dirty. And I don't read the Urban Dictionary. I'll just raise my hand and tell you that. I don't read any dictionary. I like my vocabulary. I don't use terms like that. After looking it up, I can understand why Kim Mulkey is angry. But even without the dirty debutantes, the article still, maybe it's just meant to be entertainment. I would appreciate hearing from this reporter. But it clearly seems like an attempt to trash Kim Mulkey and her team and to say that they are trash, starting with her. But look, UCLA, they're milk and cookies. They're all American. It's good versus evil. Like he knows. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. It reminded me, his comments, once again, they've been removed by the LA Times, but they're out there. All you got to do is Google the original. Someone screenshotted it. It doesn't go away now. It reminded me a little bit of the comment that Don Imus made about the Rutgers women's basketball team going back to 2007. That was before CBS Sports Radio. But I remember talking about it on my previous network. He insulted the Rutgers women, who were one of the best teams in the country at the time, and called them, among other things, nappy-headed hoes. Please forgive my language. It's gross. And there was a lot of blowback. I remember C. Vivian Stringer and her players, they were taken aback. He had to apologize. He was ultimately taken off the airwaves, though he did return and finish out his career. I think 7 months or so he was off the air. But this is what it reminds me of. And so to hear what Kim Mulkey has to say. Now, I will admit, I heard Kim before I read the article. So I did go and read the article. My husband did too, and he knows nothing about women's college basketball. But I appreciate the fact that, once again, she was bold in standing up for her players and calling a spade a spade.
You can criticize coaches all you want. That's our business. You can come at us and say you're the worst coach in America. I hate you. I hate everything about you. We expect that. Comes with the territory. But the one thing I'm not going to let you do, I'm not going to let you attack young people. And there were some things in this commentary, guys, that you should be offended by as women. It was so sexist, and they don't even know it. It was good versus evil in that game today. Evil? Called us dirty debutantes? Take your phone out right now and Google dirty debutantes and tell me what it says. Dirty debutantes? Are you kidding me? I'm not going to let you talk about 18 to 21-year-old kids in that tone.
Right. So again, I'd never heard the term before. I knew the term debutantes, which just used to refer to Southern belles in Southern society. And so that was a word that I had heard before, but not with the dirty in front of it. And I just resist the dirty part anyway. debutantes is one thing, and it wouldn't be applicable to LSU, but to put dirty in front of anything like that when you're talking about young women because of how they play basketball, and to paint them in a light where it goes far beyond that. If that's all you knew and the LA Times removed it, great. But the column itself is so completely one-sided and takes great liberties. And to me, it's not only sexist, because as I said to you, men who trash talk, it's kind of cool, actually. Men trash talk, and it becomes a thing, right? Steph Curry trash talks and uses his goodnight gesture, and that's all right. And actually, I think it's great. I think he's a lot of fun. He's good for the game. But Angel Reese does it, and she doesn't just get trashed, but she's almost referred to in that way. Caitlin Clark does it, it's okay. Angel Reese does it. Actually, Caitlin Clark does it, and there's no mention of it. Angel Reese does it, and it becomes a national scandal. So you hear some of the words of Kim Mulkey. She says sexist, but I certainly believe there's an element of racism to it as well. We'll continue after the top of the hour. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.